Hello and welcome to the Taylor's Tales podcast. This is Chris's Corner. I'm your host, Chris Taylor, and we're back this week with episode 20 of the podcast. Can you believe it? I cannot. We are a total of 4 months into this experiment, as I would say it is, and it's been so far a lot of trial and error. And we finally have some, for those listening, some good sound, as you might have heard from the previous podcast, and some nice lighting for those watching who have seen the previous podcast. I have upgraded my equipment for your pleasure and for my increasing enjoyment of this podcast, and to put a little bit of investment into it for the longevity. I shall also be improving visually, hopefully, when I next have a guest on, or in a couple of weeks' time, the webcam, as that is only at the moment uploading in 720 pixels, megapixels or something crazy like that. 720p, which is not great at all when uploading to YouTube, but that doesn't matter. It's the content, not the visuals. It's all about the content nowadays. How are you guys? Merry bloody Christmas. You know what, behind the camera now, I'm gonna put it on for those visually here. I am, for those listening, about to put on my head a Santa Claus hat, because bloody I'm feeling good, very festive at the moment. Una memento. There we go. Get it on the head. Get it in shot. Just about. Maybe I should put it like that. Yeah, there we go. For those for those listening, I'm making a fool of myself on camera. That's fine. That's nothing new here. Yeah. So, like I said, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if you're listening later on. What's going on in the world so far, you may be asking, for those who haven't been living under a rock for the past couple of weeks, maybe even a month, for those of us in the United Kingdom right now, it's a tough time. It's not easy. We've just basically created a new variant of the COVID-19 virus. Right when we were about to reignite with family members, those on their own, I've been lucky enough to have, you know, my family live with my family at the moment. They've been kind enough to basically allow me to stay with them for this duration of COVID. It's been a tough time for all of us, because all of us have lived on our own individually, and enjoy that in our lives, and then coming together during Christmas time, as everyone likes to have their own space. And I think something that we've all truly enjoyed the past few days is Christmas together. We got another family member over to incorporate a bubble scenario, who would be on her own if it wasn't, you know, for the bubble. We stuck to all rules, and I'm hoping that you, the listeners, are doing the same. You are following the guidelines, doing the right thing, setting the example for others to follow, because if we don't stick to them, and we do have people around, and we do break rules, we're just going to keep going backwards. This is going to go on forever. Please follow the rules. Please, I don't want to preach. This is not what this podcast is about. I am not about that lifestyle at all, in any way, shape, or form. I tell you what I am about. I am about festivity. There's no bar humbugs in this podcast or in my life at all. I'm a very Christmassy person. I love a good period of Christmas. My mum is probably one of the best, I would say, cooks I've, you know, I'm lucky enough to have grown up in a household where home-cooked Christmas dinners are a big thing. My dad and my mum team up, basically, and they make one of the, you know, the tastiest meals of the year. Someone told me the other day, one of my close friends, George, who will be on the podcast soon again, one of the Star Wars lads, said that Yorkshire puddings are not a Christmas item. They are a roast dinner item. I was shocked. I was in awe of the moment, because I tell you right now, guys, I was not okay with that. Christmas Yorkshire puddings are the don. They are the bee's knees. They are the best part of a roast dinner, personally. Either that or the roast potatoes, depending on how you you enjoy your meal. Personally, I love turkey. Love it. goes really well with some red wine gravy. Red wine gives it a little bit of kick, some flavour. And for me personally, the Yorkshires just make the meal. So to not have them in there for the Christmas dinner, madness. Also, my mum was kind enough this year to incorporate one of my favourite desserts into the extravagance, the increasingly fantastic dessert selection that was honeycomb white chocolate cheesecake. Yes, I know. Magnificent. I'd like to point out that the honeycomb was crunchy on top with some classic white chocolate to go with it. And a hint of lemon for those listening. For those who are visually here, and here, sat here with me, you may see that my legs have gotten bigger. That is where my weight goes. And that is because of Christmas. For those listening, yes, the meal I have just described, you should be hungry right now. If not, what's wrong with you? Anyway, moving on from delicious meals of home cooked. Those who are unlucky enough, who are on your own, you know, survive. That's all I can say. Find some way to entertain yourself. Something that I saw on the BBC recently, some fantastic recipes for desserts. I was super jealous that I didn't get to make any myself this year. Some things that I do love, I love eating them. Sometimes I don't have the time to make them myself. And that can be the case. But on the upside, I'm lazy from time to time when it comes down to making meals. So it's also, you know, it's a win. I can't emphasize the importance of a good meal when it comes down to Christmas and, you know, just feeling that but Christmassy vibe. For those who aren't into Christmas and those who don't celebrate it, you know, for them, I'd say I'm Buddhist. I'm not somebody who believes in Christianity. I don't think you should, you know, this is an opinion. So again, don't take me too seriously. I'd say that I really enjoy getting together with my family over Christmas. And for those who don't have families or don't get along with their families, you know what? Come down to Dorset or Wiltshire. We'll show you a good time. You can become part of my family, become the Taylor's Tales family. I think this is something that there's something missing in today's society, is that appreciation to take one another in. It's not easy to say, not easy to do. I think that we've grown apart, and in some ways that's fantastic because we have such amazing diversity in, across the world, and it presents some amazing holidays, like so many people talk about Kwanzaa and the Jewish holiday. And something I found out recently through listening to another podcast is Jewish holidays, they have, is it true that they have Chinese on Christmas Day? I thought that was amazing. That's one of my favorite things to hear. Chinese on Christmas Day was one of my favorite meals. I love Chinese takeaway. Not the same as Chinese in China itself, because that is a completely different thing altogether. But nonetheless, fascinating. And something that we're going to try that next year when we can't be bothered to do a meal, because it does shake up the household when it comes down to organizing for Christmas Day. Because I can for those who are like myself who get together with the family, and it's as if the house becomes a madhouse all of a sudden on Christmas Day. Christmas morning it's lovely, it's quiet, and then the unwrapping of the presents and so on and so forth, and then all of a sudden everybody looks, meal time. We've got to prep. Mum and Dad whiz off. They're just like, we've got to be done by 12 o'clock. We've got to start at 12 o'clock. And it's got to be done. it's not that serious. But you know what I'm saying? It's as if the world's going to end. I do like that, though. There's a hint of, you know, I am being semi-sarcastic here, because I love the fact that, obviously, with all the hard work that comes from Christmas Day, my dad, for instance, yesterday fell asleep by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon because he was so tired from all the work he's been doing recently. And my mum looked like she was about to collapse as well. And so it's lovely to see that sort of result from them and trying to take some time off. And this is what we should all see, even if you're not a celebrator of Christmas. Take this time for yourself, you know, enjoy yourself. Take a rest from work. And, you know, I'm tell you what, right now, I'm enjoying every moment. I'm lapping it up. I'm having time to enjoy just doing a little bit of nothing every now and then, of playing some video games, listening to some podcasts, reading, writing, doing some French on Duolingo, some German on Duolingo, you know, all of these little things that, for me personally, I enjoy, not everyone does. You know, they're just the things that make me happy. And I tell you what, got some good books. I got this for Christmas as well, for those watching right now, for those listening. I'm wearing a bright orange Goku Super Saiyan training t-shirt. And it is one, it's awesome. I can't wait to wear it when I'm next to the, in the gym, which is going to be down to looking like not for a while. come March, for me personally, I won't have been in the gym for a year. I've been working out from home since like from March 2020, and by 2021 March it'll be a year. And that to me is crazy, because I've managed to maintain some gains, and personally, you know, stayed relatively in shape. I weigh around 185 pounds at a height of 6 foot. So for me, that's pretty good. And body fat percentage is at around 13.5%. So I've got it down to, I feel like I've got it down to a T, nice routine, nice, you know, keeping it good and lively. Anyway, enough about me. You guys, I'm hoping that you're all having a fantastic holiday season. I really am. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're on your own in London, if you're on your own in any of the tier four places, I'm here with you. If you're listening, if you're in America, if you're anywhere, if you're on your own right now, I hope you're listening in post-Christmas and thinking to the future and thinking it's going to be bright, because it bloody well is. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. I have nothing but, you know, high hopes for the future. And I think that, you know, this podcast is doing it. We're bringing friends together. We're having some fun conversations. We're talking about rugby, you know, we're talking about, you know, fun stuff, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, you know, all of these shenanigans, books, bringing it, you know, we're putting all I'm putting all my fingers in all the pies, you know. I think you can't put it better than that in that area. So yeah, Christmas period has been tough. Obviously the COVID, you know, restrictions in the UK, new variant, we've doubled the amount of COVID. It is a tough time. Best thing you can do is follow the rules and take some multivitamins and some vitamin D, even though scientists have proven that they can't find a correlation between vitamin D and stopping coronavirus. I don't think you should stop taking it. I think take it anyway, because all of us are deficient in this country because of the lack of sunlight we're getting at the moment. I wish I was in a hotter country right now, but I'm not. And it doesn't matter, because, you know, you make the best of what you have. And I think that's the attitude that we should all have. And in the UK, we're going to, you know, we've just got the Brexit deal done. That's positive. Doesn't matter. It's over. By the end of this, we're all tired of it. We're all ready to just put it aside, put it in a drawer and never think of it again. and move on with our lives. And hopefully we will. And it's going to be a year to look back on. I can tell you that. It's going to be a year that we all think back on and think, wow, 2020, what a ride. And I tell you right now, I may be on a high right now, but it has been tough. It's been tough for me. It's been tough for friends. It's been tough for family. And I know it's got tougher for a lot of people. And all we can do is make the best of it. And something, I'm going to put my sister on air. Those of you who have listened to the podcast, you know that she's been on here before. I'd just like to do a big shout out to her. Something she did recently that makes me more proud each day is that she took a voucher she got from work I believe it was for Tesco, for food, stuff like that. Instead of spending it herself, she took that, she spent, got some food, got all the relative food, and she took it to a food bank and gave it to them. Just think about that for a second. Yeah, a little bit of silence. She took money that she was given for a good performance from work. She gave it to someone else. That's action. It's not just me murmuring on about doing the good things in life. It's down to the individual to do good things. It's down to the individual We can't be a collective anymore. We're too big. It's too much. There's too many of us. But if we individually do good things like that, individually do amazing things like that, damn, it's going to be a better world. You know? It just puts a smile on my face just thinking about it. Me personally, one of the things that I really want to do, I'm going to use my running for good. I want to raise for a charity that I personally know, one that's come to mind. I'm not going to say it now because I don't want to put them under pressure, but they are close. They're family related. And I know for a fact, if I ran for them and raised charity for them for any marathon or any event, that it would be put to good use. And that's what I want to see. Action, results. And I think that's what we're all looking for. You know, that want, that need to see where our money's going, because we work hard, all of us. And when you want your hard-earned money to be given away, you don't want it to be given into the big bad corporations and it to be spent on something other than the charity that you're trying to solve, for the problem that you're trying to give a solution to. Anyway, I'm going to stop pandering. I'm going to stop, you know, giving you... Yeah, anyway, moving on. On a lighter note, The Mandalorian ended last week. You know, even though Christmas is on a Friday and we were all hoping for another episode of Mando. What an ending. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but you've got to watch it. I loved it. Loved every second of this season. Season 2 is better than season 1, by the way, for those listening or watching. It is by far, put my reassurance in Disney to come back. It's like when I saw Rogue One, by the way, previous podcast. That was the movie I was trying to remember. Couldn't remember it for Jack. So Rogue One, absolutely killer movie. And Mandalorian Season 2 has the same feeling. It has that same just vigor for the world of Disney to make Star Wars good. And obviously Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau are leading the charge, along with George Lucas providing advice. And I am extremely excited to see how where they take the series, and where they take Star Wars in which direction. So yes, watch Mandalorian. Has absolutely fantastic finale. Previous episode, if I haven't talked about it, I probably talked about it on previous podcasts. Bill Burr absolutely killed it. You know, he talks about it on his own podcast. Go listen to him on the Monday Morning podcast if you aren't already. He talks about how he has people talking about how he shows PTSD in a like the proper light of PTSD when they're talking about the Operation Cannibal. So I've got it completely wrong, but they're talking about an operation where the Emperor basically tells all of the Empire when he dies to go and invade the home world, the worlds that they're on, and basically cause havoc and kill people. And you can see it on Bill Burr's face when he's playing his character, this just pain. And it's absolutely fantastic. So those are my two. The last two episodes are by far the best episodes, in my opinion. And they just absolutely kill it. They're so much fun. Season 2, wow. On to another lighthearted piece of entertainment that I've been watching recently. And I think that provides some excellent lighthearted and joyful characters. I've talked about it before. Haiku Season 4 has come to an end, just like The Mandalorian. I've lost two things that I watch within the space of a week. I'm lost, as we all feel that post-seasonal depression of watching one of your favorite TV shows and it comes to an end. It is epic, to say the least, the finale for Haiku, just like The Mandalorian. And it, you know, a tear came to my eye because it summed up all of the fantastic characters' feelings in the match, and it summed up all the hard work they put in, and you really relate to those characters. It's wonderful to see. And I truly, I would recommend it to anyone who isn't even into anime. it's a fun watch. And the fourth season is just, they've killed it. They've absolutely made it amazing. And they've truly put up their A game and made some amazing writing. And to those who were saying at the beginning of this season that it was too slow, I say to you now, look where we are now, this amazing finale, this amazing writing, this fantastic conclusion to a franchise. And we have recently been told season 5's happening. Yeah! Killer. Oh, mate. I'm like a child on Christmas Day. I'm so excited by these little things. Something that I, again, go back to Christmas. I know I've, you know, two different things here. I love tangents, as you may have noticed. do you guys, what's your favorite Christmas film? For those listening, you know, just write in the following email. I'll put it in the link description below, Christopher James Taylor at outlook.com. And I'll put it in the description below. What's your favorite Christmas movie? And if you don't feel like, you know, writing, that's fine. I'm sure we'll come up with something at some point when the fandom grows. but something that I really enjoy watching every Christmas is Muppet's Christmas Carol. And Muppet's Christmas Carol, as we've talked about on this podcast before, hilarious and fun. And Michael Caine, he does some of the best, just fun, joyful acting in this film. And I personally get a lot of laughs from a film I've seen countless times since I'm a kid. Another one, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. It's not technically a Christmas film, but it has one of the best Christmas scenes in it. And it's an all-round fantastic film and takes you back to your childhood. And when you watch that with your family, with a wood fire in front of you and the Christmas tree to the left, it's just gets you in that Christmassy mood for the Christmas day. And seeing as we're on post-Christmas, it's, you know, we're dying down, we're thinking more of New Year's, we're thinking more of other things, of turkey sandwiches and stuff like that. So, you know, I know we're looking back, but it is sometimes nice to have a little bit of nostalgia, even if it is one day after Christmas. Anyway, any hoosies. Yeah, so we've talked about Haiku, we talked about Mando. Little bit of a different note. Jordan Peterson has come out. We already knew he was going to release a new book. He's now put out a new video with the first rule of 12 rules for life. 12 more rules for life. And I'm excited to read his second book. And that comes out in March of 2021. And we need it. We need a little bit of resolution. We need more rules to help us through life. And one of my favorite rules from the first one, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. It provides this ability to face the world and show strength. And I've talked about this before with friends and colleagues at work before. And I'm somebody who did follow that, and my dad used to tell me when I was younger. And I think sometimes you need someone external from your family to tell you to do something sometimes. And it's not easy to hear things from them when you're growing up. And it's nice as an adult to hear it from someone else and have that validation that those lessons were a positive aspect and that you should have done them. So yes, I'm excited for 12 more rules. I'm excited to see a little bit more ability to better myself. I'm always on the lookout. I've learned so much from these interactions and so much from reading the books that I have, from Jocko Willink, Jordan Peterson, David Goggins, like Courtney DeWalter, like all of these people providing excellent content out there. Yeah. 0 Degrees of Empathy, like all of these different books and people who provide you with a little bit. And Henry Rollins as well, I've talked about him as well. There's so many people providing a different perspective on life through writing. And it feels like for the first time, we're having a little bit of a revolution in bettering yourself, where we've got people who aren't just talking about it, they show you how they're doing it. And it's not like you have to pay to do it, to figure out. We've got the internet now. So it's like, it's free, it's there. you know, there's no excuse not to be bettering yourself, to make yourself better, to learn and to broaden your mind and read and write and learn and speak and try and understand and not say so much like me. Again, old habits die hard. So 12 more rules for life. And then we've also got, you know, this is silly, Boxing Day, of course, today. And we have the Chelsea versus Arsenal match today. Chelsea lost their first, so they won the previous game against West Ham. Fantastic. But we lost the two previous games before that. For those who aren't fans of football, I'm sorry right now. You may want to just close, you know, the podcast for a minute and come back in probably around a few minutes' time. For those interested, Chelsea look like we're in this transitioning period where we're slowing down a little bit. We're not speeding up. And I feel like if we don't beat Arsenal today, it could be a real knockdown. Arsenal are a beatable team today, so this shouldn't be a problem. But at the same time, I do worry. I did say at the beginning of this podcast that I was hoping Chelsea were going to challenge Liverpool for the title, and it looks that won't be possible at the moment because of the lack of consistency from the team, and the chemistry of the team seems to be good, but it's not as gelled and as solid as Liverpool's team, even with Liverpool having like a billion different injuries. Yeah, I think that Chelsea are a threatening team, but we're also lacking that little bit of creativity sometimes. So yeah. And all the rest of the teams in the league seem to be up, down, left, sideways. You don't know where to look. I mean, you've got Southampton doing fantastic. You've got teams like Everton doing really well. It's just a madhouse. And it's one of my favorite, you know, that this is why the Premier League is the best league, in my opinion, even if I am English and saying this. It's because it provides competition. It provides a difference. And look at Leicester. They're like one of those teams that just... outstanding with the budget that they have and outstanding with the players that they have. And Brendan Rodgers has done fantastic taking over from Ranieri and continuing this excellent form and this fantastic structured team. And again, chemistry, foundation of everything. So yeah, there's football today. I'm excited to hopefully see my team win and for us to, you know, score a few goals, get Werner on the score sheet, get Havertz coming in. And you know, obviously he'll be on the bench today because he hasn't been playing well recently. But, you know, having Mason Mount do really well and have some of our core players do fantastic against a weakened Arsenal. And come on, you Blues. Guys, so I've talked about the news. I've talked about, you know, the obvious stuff, Christmas. I hope you're all having a fantastic holiday. I'll say this over and over again because I'm gonna say it to you, I'm blue in the face. I think it's important to enjoy this time off, spend it with your family. I'm only doing a short podcast today to, you know, bang one out, get you, keep this consistency going, keep this ball rolling, because I'm gonna go spend some more time with the family and eat some good food and enjoy the time off. So the upcoming podcasts. So up till this point, we've finished. The Lord of the Rings series with Ollie Deacon, which was fantastic. We are now moving on to a new series, which is the Batman series, starting on episode 24. So for episode 21, we'll be talking about Harry Potter with a guest. We'll be doing episode 22, we'll be doing a history podcast. Episode 23, we'll have another guest. And then episode 24, as I've said, that's the Batman series. And then episode 25, we'll do another roundup and we'll plan for the next few podcasts. And, you know, this is just, we're going to keep going. I'm super excited. I can't believe we've reached 20 episodes already. And I feel like we're just going to get better and better. I'm going to have some people, my friend talked to me the other day and told me that, are you going to talk to some people that aren't your friends or are you're not so close to, or you don't know so well? And I said, yes. So I am going to put my, you know, feelers out there, send some messages to people I don't necessarily know so well, but I think would be really interesting to have on the podcast. And try and learn something, you know, continue this learning process by listening and talking and while we're in, you know, this lockdown slash COVID world, let's create this new normal in a positive light where we communicate consistently with new people, because we can't do it in person at the moment without, you know, infecting people. And with the vaccine coming through, we've got to give it time. So I'm going to keep trying my best. And I hope you're enjoying the process as much as I am, because, you know, I'm going to keep going no matter what. And yeah, I think I'll end it here. Thank you so much, as always, for listening in and watching. And we'll see you for episode 21. We'll be talking about Harry Potter with a guest. And I'm extremely excited to do that, because it'll be a lot of fun to go through. And it will just be a Harry Potter in general. We won't specify any films. We'll just be going in through, you know, just random topics and random questions that I'll collect. And so, you know, I'm excited. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Have a great time. And I'll see you next week. As always, this has been a Taylor's Tales podcast. This is Chris Corner. I'm your host, Chris Taylor. And yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.